Welcome to episode 23. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast and Empowered in My Skin production. My name is Nkechi Wafa Robinson, and I am founder and CEO of Empowered in My Skin, an experienced technology executive at one of Canada's largest financial institutions, an author, an International Federation of Bodybuilding pro athlete, an inspirational speaker, and most recently, a viral sensation after my You Matter speech hit over 3 million views worldwide. This show is all about thriving, and I will be bringing on some amazing humans that own their thrive to help you figure out how you too can own yours. So please leave a review on whatever medium you are listening to this on, and make sure to join along on the web at empoweredinmyskin.com so you can be notified when new episodes are available. For now, I'm your girl. Let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the next episode of the Own Your Thrive podcast. On today, I have an amazing human with me. She is an on-air TV expert, fitness and wellness coach, the owner of the fitness empire and creator of the 30-day Fierce and 30 Challenge and 21-day Fierce Wellness Guide. She holds several certifications in the fitness space. She's been voted 2 times as one of Canada's top 100 health influencers and top 100 black women to watch. And just this year, she has been nominated for the 2020 RBC Women of Influence Award. So put your ears together for the amazing Heather Wilson Phillips. Yeah.
Thank you.
She could see me losing my mind.
Yes, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
And thank you so much, Heather. And you know, it's interesting because full transparency, I had interviewed Heather before and was getting ready to post her episode when I realized, how do I post the episode of a fitness guru and ask her nothing about exercise during COVID-19, right? So then you'd all know that interview was dated. So here we are again, because I think wellness, and especially since this is going to fall into May, which is the Mental Awareness Month, yes, exercise is so essential. And so very excited to have you, Heather.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. So let's just start with some random questions.
Okay.
If you can just tell us about the brand Heather Wilson Phillips, what can you tell us about the brand, Heather?
So what I can tell you is that I am really in the whole industry to serve. That is my passion. I'm all about serving, all about helping people with their fitness and their wellness goals. And I really hope that I'm able to inspire and to be able to motivate people to not make fitness as complicated as it might have been presented or what they may be seeing out there. It's really about trying to simplify things and making it accessible for everyone.
Okay. And so yeah. I am the, yeah, she says, yes, that's pretty awesome. I am the CEO of Energy.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah, I bought shares in that sucker, man. So what do you own proudly? What are you the CEO of?
What do I own proudly? I think inspiration.
Ooh, I
being
love
able
that.
To inspire others. This is something that I recognize for myself, and it took me a while to actually be able to like own that for myself. But then actually hearing other people say that to me, it's like, okay, wow. So I own that proudly. I am able to inspire others and also be able to then serve others. This is what lights me up, and this is what I'm very passionate about.
And so that's a great lead into the next question, because I truly believe every experience, and this is an experience that you and I are sharing. We're sharing, as I learned from Jody Kovitz, we're sharing energy together right now.
Yeah.
So every experience that you're in leaves a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you want to be known for by the listeners at the end of this interview?
I'd want to be known for someone that is able to inspire hope. Mm-hmm. And to be someone that's able to help you to just go after whatever it is you're striving for, no matter what it is, whether it's a fitness or a wellness goal, whatever it is that your mind is set on, being able to inspire you to move forward in that direction and to make it happen.
Okay, so let's make this happen then. Okay,
let's do it.
Let's do it. So we're in COVID-19 quarantine life.
Yes,
I assume, like everybody else, you are, you know, staying at home, and it's impacted you in different ways. But first of all, who are you hunkered down with?
My husband. It's just Hubs and I. It's just the two of us. And it's so funny because I've always been so much of a homebody, but I really have not left the house. He's the one that's going out, getting the groceries and everything while I stay put in my little office. So it's just the two of us, and we're fine. We are okay, just the two of us right now.
And are you both able to work? Like, has your work stalled? Or are you able to work from home remotely?
So I've always been working from home, except for when I go on air and I do this stuff with TV and whatnot. For my husband, everything has shut down because he's an actor. So productions, all that has completely stopped. But for myself, I'm still working from home, whereby I'm connecting with my clients. I recently developed a new program during this whole entire COVID-19 that I was inspired to do. And since launching that, I've been working through that with my clients and helping them in my private Facebook group. So there are things that are keeping me busy right now.
And so from a dynamics perspective, he's an actor, not able to work. You're working. How does that dynamic work?
You know what? There really hasn't been any type of tension or anything, because there's nothing that we can do about this. I mean, he went out there and followed his passion, what he is supposed to be doing, and everything's at a standstill. So really and truly, what he's been doing, he's talking to his acting coaches and he's taking courses and then just, you know, more so downloading into himself. So he's still really into his craft, and that's what he's doing to better himself and to keep growing. And I applaud him for that, because we're also about, you know, learning and growing and being the better version of ourselves. So while he's doing that, and I'm able to do that as well too, I'm still able to tap in to talk to my clients and to see what their needs are and still be able to serve them online through email, how I have been doing before.
And so what I'm hearing, both of you have a desire to come out of quarantine actually better. So he's going to have bettered his skill, even though he may not physically be actively using it.
That's right.
And you are doing it also by really getting into service. Now I'm inspired to hear about your inspiration. I believe that, and I heard it really said wonderfully the other day. I joined the Rise Challenge, and one of the speakers, I think it was Nick Vujicic, said that, you know, we have to be careful about how many of us are going to allow COVID-19 to become a disability. And, you know, because, you know, that's no different than there's some people, and I mean, I'm saying this compassionately, but there's some people that are still talking about a situation that has held them back that happened over a decade or two decades ago. And so if there's anything I could do or right now is to ask you to share this inspiration that's come from this situation, because I truly believe the same way that you can feel your dream has been killed is the same way that you can say, no, this situation has woken up or expanded my dream. So what was the inspiration and how did that come to be?
So really and truly, I don't want to sound cliche, but I do believe that everything does kind of happen for a reason. And sometimes certain things may happen in your life to kind of put you like in check, to kind of just sit down, take a moment and pause. And I think this has really been what has happened for all of us. I'll admit for myself, there's been a lot of things that I've wanted to do. And because I've been so much in that whole hustle and bustle and constantly going, I haven't had that real opportunity to kind of pause. And so I've noticed now in this pandemic and what's happening, I've had the opportunity to pause. I've had the opportunity to connect more. I've had the opportunity to learn more, to work on myself even more, to implement just to implement even some of the things that I teach to my clients more so on a daily basis to make me a better person for myself, for my family, for my friends, and then also for the people who I'm also serving. So I've realized, you know, this is somewhat of a blessing in disguise for myself and for my business and what I'm able to do. You know, it's interesting because when everything all took place, my mind immediately went to the place of, I don't know how long this is going to be, but what can I do to serve? immediately my head went to, what can I do to serve? And I thought, even as something as little as, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go live on Instagram and offer myself to individuals that can't make it to the gym, who have no idea what to do at home. I'm going to make it less complicated. I'm going to show them, look, this is what you can do. And that's what I put out there. And I was going live, I think, 3 days a week at 7 o'clock. And I'm like, this is just my little token to say, here you go, you know, join me and let's do this together. And my mind immediately went to a place of wanting to serve. And then when I realized it was going on a bit longer, I'm like, okay, I'm still serving. But then I had to start to kind of put that business hat back on, thinking, okay, how can I serve? But then how can I still make sure my business is still intact, because I'm in a position where I can still be able to serve, but my business can also be a benefit to other people. And that's how I was able to then birth the other program, my Fierce 5 and 10 workouts, where immediately my head went to a place where I want to be able to serve, but I also don't want to put people in a situation where it's going to be like a huge financial strain. And I made this program very inexpensive, and people are like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm putting it out there anyways. And it's literally like 10 bucks. I'm like, what? Where did that number come from? What am I doing? Put it out there. The response has been amazing. But because I realized that you don't know where people are at, but you still want to serve, but you still want to be able to offer and put your brand out there, it's been a blessing.
And what's the core essence of the program?
So the program really and truly is just about using your own body, being able to work out, getting a workout in 10 minutes essentially, and not making it complicated. So if everywhere there, you know, weights and all your weights and all that kind of stuff is sold out everywhere right now. You can't get anything. And I heard people were complaining. They didn't know how they wanted to work out or what to do. And so I'm like, I'm going to make it easier. Don't use any equipment. Just use your own body weight and let's get moving. You can still stay active. You can still be healthy. You can still be fit if you just use your own body weight. So my program really is just using your own body weight, only 10 minutes a day, and get your workout in.
And I'm glad that you're offering that, because that was one of my questions as a, you know, mm-hmm. having clients, what have you heard is a real common excuse or potential limitation that they've imposed upon themselves because of COVID-19.
So it is
people saying, I don't have the equipment to work out.
Absolutely. That is the number one thing. People are saying, you know, well, I'm trying to get stuff at, you know, Walmart or Amazon and everything's sold out. Everybody's buying everything. And I'm like, you still have a body. And then it's like a light bulb goes off. It's like, oh yeah, I do. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to show you now how you can use your body in creative ways to still build up your core, still build up your strength, increase your cardio, do all those things that our bodies are made to do. Right. Let me show you how you can do that.
And I truly believe that, because Issa and I have both expressed that we feel we're getting better workouts. Don't mind. I'm not saying I don't miss the gym. I miss the gym. I miss those heavy weights.
Right.
But I'm actually feel fitter working out at home than I have at the gym. One, I'm getting more time to stretch. I've really incorporated a full routine that starts with stretching, then it gets into the workout, and then there's cardio, and then there's stretching to end it. And I'm incorporating abs and yoga and all this and the other. So doing way more than I would typically have made time to do when there's a gym. But I also find that I think it's the body weight. I believe now that you're saying that, I think it's our use of body weight and the fact that we're, you know, it's just adding a little bit more of an intensity.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's funny because my husband, he was watching me for the first couple of weeks. He was watching me work out a lot from home, and he's just like, yeah, because he didn't know how long it was going to go on either. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I'll be doing this, because he's so much of a, like, I got to be at the gym. I got to make sure I'm lifting the weights. And so I'm like, hon, we don't know how long this will be going on for. You should work out with me. So he finally jumped in towards the end of the 2 weeks, and he's like, okay, oh my gosh. It was like a connection again with that whole, all right, I'm feeling this. Oh my gosh, this is intense. Mm-hmm. I can do this. You know, I don't need the heavy weight so much all the time. Mm-hmm. And he felt it. He's noticing a difference, because we're stuck here together. We're like, okay, we're in it.
It actually works, right?
It works, yeah.
Absolutely. So if I take you back, so as you were sharing and as you were unfolding this inspiration that came to you, you know, really, really prominent in the messaging was service. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe service is the rent we pay for our time here on earth. That's a Muhammad Ali quote, just that's a mic drop one. And so service puts you into, I think, a state of appreciation and gratitude. And it takes away the, you know, maybe the angst that this situation has from you, because now you're saying, how can I help another human?
That's right. Absolutely. That's the ink. You said it. That's exactly where it comes from. It's like, how can I help? How can I be of service? What is it that you need? And that's where my mind goes through. Like, I want to know that my brand, myself, and what I put out there is of value and of service to someone, because I don't want to just be putting out random stuff just because other people are doing it or just because it's the new trend or the new fad. I want whatever I put out there is something you are really going to use. It's going to be a benefit to you, and it's going to change your life in some way. Otherwise, I don't want to put it out there.
And I think the other thing I'm going to call out too is you didn't have to do anything other than reach within yourself to serve. And I think that that's, we often forget that. We think that there's so many, like, to serve means that we need money and we need all of this and the other. And I don't think you went to Walmart. I don't think you shopped on Amazon. I think you probably sat still and the inspiration came.
That's exactly what happened. Absolutely. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'd love to be able to share in the show notes where people can go and look at this program. So just if at the end, if you could just remind us where we can, can find that. So the other thing I also picked up on, and because you were in your flow, I didn't want to disturb you. So I'm bringing you back to something that you mentioned. You said, you know, this is a time where Heather, you know, you kept talking about what, you know, what is happening to Heather? How was Heather? So what is the biggest lesson that Heather has learned about Heather?
I've learned that I'm resilient. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that I really do enjoy helping. It's interesting because I don't know if you're, I've never had this much extra time to be able to kind of dabble into some of the Facebook groups that I'm in. And it's interesting because in some of the Facebook groups, it's a lot of women entrepreneurs and they're sharing their stories and whatnot, but I've never really had the opportunity to kind of be able to be, just be still and be in there and see what's going on. And I've had more of an opportunity to do that. And I'm noticing that I'm able to contribute and I'm able to give feedback and people are able to, you know, respond to things that I'm posting and people are asking for advice. And I'm just there happily typing away. And I'm thinking, and I'm like, what is this all about? And it's just, I'm like, la, 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 la. And I'm just so excited to be able to share, to be able to help. And I'm realizing that I think that's just something that really does bring me joy. Whether I even hear back from that person again, or if they ever even say thank you, just knowing that I was able to be of service to help them in whatever it is that they're doing, even if it's not the same business, whatever you're trying to accomplish in life, you asked a question and I was able to give you some kind of help to, I don't know, help you, propel you, move you forward, take the next step, take that leap. That is just...
feels good.
It's a great feeling.
It feels so good. I can see it. I mean, I'm looking at Heather... clearly very excited. So Miss Fitness Guru, whether they use your program or not use your program,
yes,
this is talking about on an average day in terms of, you know, nutrition, just overall wellness, right?
Yeah.
Especially now in quarantine. Just walk me through and walk the listeners through, you know, just what a typical day should look like where somebody could say, this is a good wellness self-care, you know, kind of day.
Right. So it really is going to be different for everybody. And I don't want to make just like, you know, paint a picture that this is the only way to do it. But one of the things that I really encourage my clients to do is to incorporate gratitude, a thankfulness, and also affirmations. That is for myself. If I'm going to use myself as an example, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is, you know, I give God thanks for, you know, allowing me to see another day. I take that time to, I do like my daily reading, my scripture reading. And then from there, I move on to my affirmations. I have about like 11 affirmations that I kind of recite out. And I kind of say,
what's your favorite affirmation?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
What does my shirt say?
Let me see. You can do all things through Christ. Oh my God. I can't. Christ. except come for me. I love it. What are the chances? Oh my gosh. What are the chances?
I know.
That is so interesting.
Alignment.
That is such alignment. That is amazing.
So she just, to those that are listening, she just read off the tank top that I'm wearing, which says,
I love that.
You can do all sins through Christ, except come for me.
Oh, love it. That's funny.
Okay. Okay. So then we do affirmations next.
Yes, I do my affirmations. You know, what am I thankful for? And it doesn't have to be this long production. And that was one of the things I wanted to teach my clients, you know, gratitude and affirmations. You don't have to have 11 just because I have 11. You might only start off with having 2 and then you notice that you start building from there. But I do believe that at every point in your life, there is something that you will be thankful for or grateful for, just for the mere fact that you've opened your eyes. Thank you. I'm alive. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm breathing. Mm-hmm. And so those are kind of the first steps for sure that I, no matter what has to be done, and whether you want to do that or not, it doesn't mean you're not practicing wellness properly. These are just some things that you can implement to live a more well lifestyle.
I believe it sets your intention for the day.
It does.
It sets you up.
It really does. You, yeah. You do affirmations as well.
I do.
Correct?
I do yeah. Almost the exact same routine you have. I recite scripture from the Purpose Driven Life. I used to do it habitually every morning before quarantine. But now I do it throughout the day. I do it sometime during the day, and I do the affirmations in front of my mirror. And I obviously thank God as soon as my eyes open up and pray. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. And then just for myself, my thing is if I don't get my workout first thing in the morning or before midday, honestly, it might sometimes be a wrap. It might be a wrap for the day if I'm just being honest, because if I get behind the computer and I get into a zone sometimes, I can be there for hours. So one of the things I love to do is to get my workout done first thing in the morning. And that also kind of sets me up for the day and allows me to just to kind of stay more focused and to stay more centered for the
day. And how long are you working out for?
My workouts vary right now between 10 minutes to 30 minutes, and that's it. I am not going past it. That's my cutoff. And when I decide to even do my 10-minute workouts, I'm drenched. Like, I'm sweating, and I feel good, and I feel pumped and energized, and I'm ready to go. So my threshold right now is 10 minutes to 30 minutes. I'm not going past 30.
And just in case anybody's wondering, I'm looking at somebody whose biceps are bulging, okay? And whose legs, who has track legs that I don't know how you still keep those legs, but clearly in the 10, 30-minute workout, it's working for you.
Okay, and just so you guys know as well, too, Ink's biceps are bulging as well and her shoulders. She's wearing a tank top, and I can actually see her rear delts, which is they're popping up during this interview right now as we speak. So, yeah.
Yeah. But we're talking about you right now. So
okay.
So you get your workout in. So you're encouraging people 10, 30 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Getting your 10, 30 minutes in. Mm-hmm. And then right away I'm having my breakfast. So right before I have my breakfast, let me backtrack for a second. One of the things I do before I do my actual workout is I like to drink like lukewarm water or room temperature water with either lemon or apple cider vinegar. And that just kind of gets everything moving and going before I actually start my actual workout. So, essentially after my workout's done, I'll have my breakfast, and my breakfast really consists of, you know, some type of protein, carbohydrates, and some fat. So for right now, like this morning I had a plant-based smoothie, and I'd have some flaxseed oil in there as well too. I might put a bit of oats in there and, you know, oat milk and a banana and blend it up. And it's really simple. It's nothing extravagant or over the top, but
so let me ask you about nutrition. Has your nutrition changed or been modified slightly because you used to move a lot more than you are moving now? I'm more sedentary.
So I will say that my nutrition, because I'm going to be honest, I love to eat. So I'm
She has a very great appetite. I love it.
I love to eat. So I'm going to be honest. My nutrition really hasn't changed. I'm still feeling my body the same way I did prior.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of me. If I just intensify workouts even more if I have to, okay. But I'm not cutting back
Okay.
And, but it's not that like I'm eating junk food. Like, you know, I'm eating very healthy food, healthy portions, but I don't deprive myself as well. As if I want to have something that someone might consider to be a cheat meal, then I'll have a cheat meal, but I don't have that every single day.
You know, and do you give the same advice to your clients, or might it be different? Because I noticed right away. So this month of May, I'm actually challenging myself and I'm doing a really good job. Every single day, I must step at least 10,000 steps. Because some days I wasn't, after my workout, that was it. I wasn't moving again. I wasn't going for a walk. And maybe 7,000 for the day. Whereas I'm used to like 14, 15,000. Right.
And then I love that you said that, because that my husband actually said to me, you know, because we were going back and forth with, I have my chair and then I had my stability ball. And then he said to me, Heather, sometimes when you get into a zone, it's like, you'll only get up to eat and then you'll go back to the computer. So he recently ordered, you know, the stand sit desks.
Yes.
He recently, so he ordered that for us from Amazon. So he's like, I want you to incorporate this more. So we have that now. So halfway through, I might start standing and I'll type, and then sometimes I'll go back and I'll sit. Cause when I do get into a zone, it's really like, you really can't stop me. I'm there. And like, I close everything off. So that is one thing that I realized that I had to kind of work on, like not just sitting here. And so changing out the stability ball to my regular chair, using the stand sit option, that helped me as well, you know, just to kind of have different elements happening in here while I'm stuck in the office working. But yeah, no, I still eat the same. I'm not depriving myself, and I don't encourage my clients to deprive themselves either. But I don't encourage my clients to be thinking that a donut and a coffee is something that's
the same thing. Right. So you're incorporating good, healthy nutrition.
Good, healthy nutrition. And then you want to have balance, right? Okay. And for some, it's easier to understand than others because everybody's different.
Yes.
So I really try to get my clients to be thinking about eating anywhere between, you know, 5 to 6 meals a day, and what that can consist of is, you know, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, and then you can have snacks throughout the day. And that is one thing that I really want them to kind of be focused on. You know, it doesn't have to be gospel either. You know, some people might spread out their meals 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever works for you. Make it work for you, because it has to be a lifestyle. Don't just think, oh, Heather said I have to do this, so if I don't do this, then, because it's not going to work then. It's not going to work for you.
Yeah. So create, make it work for you. And then how do you unwind it? So with you being so focused, and I know that even like, so I've gone better over the course of time. Mm-hmm. People might still be, you know, stuck in this cheese where we just sit at their desk and we work, and we're giving more hours to our employers now because we're just home. How do you stop? How do you stop your day? And then how do you unwind?
So if I'm being completely transparent, a few things might happen. Few things might happen. So either Durin might come. No, all jokes aside, he might just come and open the door and just stare.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, that means that's a wrap. So that's one way. The second way, it might just be, oh my goodness, it might just be me doing a little bit of self-talk. I do that often, like, okay, Heather, you've accomplished enough for the day. Mm-hmm. It's okay to leave. And it's, you know, there's tomorrow. Cause I think that sometimes
it's good. Yeah, self-talk.
I do that quite a bit. Sometimes I have to kind of like, I call it cussing myself out, where I'm like, you know what? And I do this kind of get up, it's time to leave. And, being an entrepreneur, I found that I sometimes wasn't able to find that balance between, you know, putting everything into my business and then just kind of unwinding. But one of the beautiful things that I do incorporate, and I actually have my clients incorporate too, and I mean, there's always a starting point, is the whole deep breathing. Mm-hmm. I will use deep breathing as a break sometimes throughout the day or at the evening, just to kind of calm and settle myself. Because I don't know about you, do you ever find that at nighttime when you're ready to go to bed, you could have been working all day, but all of a sudden all these amazing ideas come to you when you're ready to sleep?
No.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
No.
I have learned very, very well. I have learned very, very well when to put my ideas on hold. I write them down if I need to. I dump them out of my brain. And once my head hits the pillow, I'm out.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm gonna pray about that because I do get amazing ideas throughout the day too, But I don't know what happens. Sometimes when I'm ready to go to bed, it's like, oh my gosh. And then another idea comes and then it's just there. And I do have to kind of jot it down if I want to remember. And then I get that release.
And to be quite honest, the reason it works for me, my phone goes on do not disturb at 7:30.
Okay.
So I'm not getting stimulation. If anything, Easton, then my husband's coming home and then I'm sitting in front of the TV. And my focus is with the TV. Like I've literally have said, this is it. That's enough for the day. I've done enough for the day. And if there's anything that's toiling in my mind, I'm writing in my journal just before I fall asleep so that my brain knows that it's on paper and it doesn't need to turn it around when I'm sleeping. Yep. And now we meditate. Yeah, I'm out. Like, peace.
Oh my gosh. So the funny thing is I feel bad now. Like I actually do.
No,
I get it. I totally get it. No, I get it. I do. I actually do sleep well and all that kind of stuff too, but I just find it so interesting. I'm like, what is it? I don't act as if I wasn't spending an entire day with you, business. Like, why are more ideas coming now when I'm trying to sleep? Like, let's relax. So I find that to be a bit funny, but and annoying at the same time too sometimes. Mm-hmm. But the deep breathing really does kind of do that whole breaking up for me. If I get to sneak it in throughout the middle of the day and then again at nighttime, just doing that deep breathing, relaxing. Sometimes I might have music in the background. Sometimes I don't. And I just lay there like flat. I'm on my back flat, or I might be sitting upright and I'm just completely calm and peaceful and just focusing on my breath.
It's like a bit of meditation. And to be quite honest, when you just said it, and I bet you there's a listener or two that did the same. As soon as you did it, I start to breathe. Like I start to make sure that I was breathing. Because a lot of times we're so caught up in the moment that we don't even feel our breath, you know? And so, yeah, and it totally brought me back into Zen. So it works. It works.
It does work. It really does. Yeah.
So this podcast is all about thriving. And you're obviously on here because you know, from time I've met you in 2005 to now, you are a thriver. So, you know, when you think about, you know, people in your life that inspires you, mm-hmm. who's a thriver that, you know, that you're just inspired by, that really infuses inspiration into you?
Who's a thriver? Wow. I would say my older sister, mm-hmm. My older sister, Nadine. She is someone that I've looked up to because she was also someone that just kind of went for it. She followed her dreams. She put everything behind and she went out there and she started her business. And it's interesting because she started her business with, I think, either $2,000 or $5,000. Mm-hmm. And it just like grew from there. And I was just like, oh my gosh, who are you? And I look up to her, you know, we are able to talk, we connect. And she's very inspiring as well too. And she encourages me. She motivates me. I would say my sister. I would also say, it's interesting. I mean, Oprah, even Oprah Winfrey, I know a lot of people will use her, but
that's okay. We always put a disclaimer. No, if it's Oprah, it's Oprah. It's for me, it's Oprah. Her podcasts do that for me.
Yeah. It's, she just knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. Yeah. She knows how to connect with people. Mm-hmm. She is just,
she's living an intentional life.
Yes. Thank you, Inc. Thank you so much for saying that. That's service. Yeah. Yeah. She really is. And, I don't know her personally, but I think she's a great human being from what she puts out there. Mm-hmm. And
you know, we will be meeting her one day soon. So Oprah, we're coming for you.
We're coming for you, girl. Hey.
What is a book that's helped you with your thrive?
So my thrive has been progressing over so many years. So I think one of the very, very first books for me that kind of got my mind going on, you know, money and finances and thinking bigger and thinking larger was Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
That was one of the very first books that kind of like opened up this door that I can do more than what meets the eye. I would say that was one of the first books for me. Oh my gosh.
I could tell you a book.
Yes, please.
The Bible.
Well, Inc. Of course. Oh my goodness. You know what? I can't act as though everybody knows that I'm like the Bible is my life. That is right. So true. I'm like, yeah, they should know that. They know me in the Bible. No, they don't. Okay. That is hands down. That is the book of all books for me. You know, yes, I read it every single day.
I was waiting. I was like, why is she reaching for something?
Where is she going?
But I thought I'd help you. Okay. So what is an app? Maybe it's on your phone that helps you with your Thrive.
I really am not into too many apps, if I'm being completely honest with you.
You don't think social media helps you with your Thrive? And the reason I'm saying that is because sometimes social media gets a bad rap.
It does. Like,
can say that in my experience, the fact that I follow you, I don't follow many. The fact that I follow you is because your social media is about thriving. And so to use it, you're on Instagram and you're on Facebook. Those are two apps on your phone and you're using them for good, for service.
Right.
You know, so yeah. What is a daily activity that helps you with your Thrive?
Well, aside from reading the Bible and aside from working out and doing my meditation, just being able to even connect with my family, my sisters,
You guys have a very great bond.
We really do. Being able to connect. And even if it's not always on the phone, we have like a sisters group chat through WhatsApp where we'll just kind of check in with one another and we'll, whether it's tell a joke or just whatever it is, that's so meaningful and I love that. Yeah.
And now in your Thrive with Heather on, you know, TV and social media, what is one misconception of you right now that people have as they see you doing all these things?
Already arrived.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Talk just a little bit about that and how that feels. Because a lot of people see, they see this, and I'm telling y'all, like, you might see her on TV and this, any other. It didn't just start like that.
No, it didn't. And you would know, because.
And if you think that that's where she's stopping, you have another thing coming. That's just a point in the journey, right? It's not an arrival.
It is just a point in the journey. It really is. And it's funny because even with you mentioning the whole TV stuff, I never even saw this. I never saw this in my future at all. This is definitely God ordained because all I was trying to do was, you know, be of service and offer fitness and wellness. I didn't think that had to be on TV. I was just thinking, how can I do this from, you know, one-to-one? And through referrals and things like that. I didn't think TV, but now that, you know, I've been blessed to have the TV and like magazines and like, you know, different radio, different outlets that have come my way. It is a blessing. But even with that, I can't settle. Like I'm still on a mission to do better, to be better. And as good as it may look to some people, no, I have not arrived. I am nowhere close.
Thank you. She's not even an ounce close. If there's a bigger dreamer than Heather, show me that person because I love how this woman dreams. I love how she helps others like myself expand our dreams too. So thank you for living large. I thank you for your time here today. I thank you for your knowledge. I thank you for your guruism, if that's a word. I just made it up. You're a guru in your space. And, you know, I said at the very beginning I asked you, what would you want to make sure that we left here? And I also want to make sure that, you know, the questions that I ask and where we steer the conversation allows that to actually come out. And it happened with ease and grace. You have inspired. You have definitely, with your energy, which is so exuberant, created hope. And I think hope is the one thing that I really want listeners to reach for right now. Is this is a very hopeful situation, and it's how you choose to use it that it can truly expand you. And I think Heather has spoken about how she's done that through service and how she's done that without anything other than looking within herself. Thank you for that. Okay, thank you so much. So we're excited to find out more about you and follow you. Where's the best place to find Heather?
On my website, I would say. So thefitnessempire.com. Also, Life Inc. was probing me and helping me on my social media outlets, which is Facebook, and that's Heather Wilson Phillips. And on Instagram, Heather Fierce N Fit.
Okay, and I will make sure all of those links are in there. And last, you talked about your program. Will they find that on your website? Is there a link for that?
Absolutely. There is a link underneath my shop. And you'll see for my new program, my Fierce 5 and 10 workouts. And the link is also as well in my Instagram bio as well. So okay. It's right there.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Heather, it's such a pleasure.
Oh, I look such forward. A pleasure.
I really want to use this as a way to really inspire people to just get moving, you know, especially in the month of May. This is Movement May. But I would love to bring you back to, you know, continue to pull on your expertise and knowledge in the space of fitness and health and wellness. And so I look forward to bringing you back as a guest and really pulling on some more of your talent and skill.
It would be an honor. I'd love to be back.
Thank you so much. Thank you, listeners. And this is where I say, we're out!
Love it, love it, love it.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.